The low income, or LIP pool as it's known for short, is worth about $2 billion when state matching funds are added, and it's going away this year. The funding could be replaced if Florida expanded Medicaid, but so far that hasn't happened. Speaking to WFSU in January, U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Sylvia Burwell was clear about the impending decision.
The pool money was money that was about helping low-income people have access, and that's what the pool money is about. I think we believe that an important way to extend that coverage for those low-income individuals, as was passed in the Affordable Care Act, is this issue of Medicaid expansion.
The Senate is supportive of allowing more people into the state's Medicaid program using federal funding, while the House is opposed. In a statement, Governor Rick Scott says, quote, "We cannot afford to fund federal programs that are started by the federal government. Florida taxpayers fund our federal government and deserve to see a return on their investment, and we want to see it continue to provide health care for those who need it." For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.